USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The surge in coronavirus cases across many U.S. states will come with a big price tag. The next bailout package will need to be at least $1.5 trillion with a T dollars, compared with an estimate of $1 trillion before the rise in COVID-19 cases, according to Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. States that reopened early, such as Arizona and Texas, are suffering from surges in coronavirus cases, leading to rollbacks of economic activity as local officials try to stem infections. For example, Nevada tightened rules for bars and restaurants, effectively closing any bar that doesn't serve food. The nation hit another all-time high single-day cases confirmed with 63,200. Zandi said the U.S. could end up in a very, very dark economic scenario without another stimulus package or one that fails to provide enough support. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
The mayor of one Midwestern city said she's not distracted by protesters. More from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A city crew worked to remove the resign, Lida, resign message that was painted on the street in front of City Hall. Mayor Lida Crewson has faced protests and calls to step down for the last couple of weeks. She's been under fire since last month when she read the names and partial addresses of at least 10 protesters who called for the city to defund the police department in a Facebook live stream. Protesters that were gathered in front of City Hall were cleared out Friday morning, only to return later in the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The most magical place on Earth has reopened after nearly 4 months with new rules in place to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and the Animal Kingdom are reopened now, while Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios will follow on Wednesday. The reopening comes as a huge surge of Floridians have tested positive for the new coronavirus in recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A newly discovered comet is streaking past Earth, providing a stunning nighttime show after buzzing the sun and expanding its tail. Comet Neowise, the brightest comet visible from the northern hemisphere in more than a quarter century, swept within Mercury's orbit just a week ago. Its close proximity to the sun caused dust and gas to burn off its surface and create an even bigger debris trail. Now the comet is headed our way with the closest approach within the next 2 weeks. Scientists involved in the mission said the comet is about 3 miles across. Its nucleus is covered with soot, dating back to the origin of our solar system over 4.6 billion years ago. San Francisco All-Star catcher Buster Posey has now become the latest well-known player to officially opt out of the abbreviated 2020 season because of concerns over coronavirus.
But I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect the batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right, is from what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that as well, because unfortunately, it's second nature a lot of times.
Dodgers pitcher David Price and Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman are among others on the sidelines. Others like Texas slugger Joey Gallo and San Diego outfielder Tommy Pham have provided good news. They will get back on the field after previously testing positive for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.